This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And welcome back to Hannity. We are following major, major breaking news tonight. The Washington Post first reporting tonight. Fox News confirming that Clinton and the DNC, they, after lying for a year, helped finance the research for that fake news anti-Trump dossier. And also breaking minutes ago, Hillary Clinton's former spokesman, Brian Fallon. They're like racing. Perez is the first. I regret I didn't know about Christopher Steele's hiring pre-election. If I had, I would have volunteered to go to Europe and try to help him. Really? Here's the reaction is the author of Defeating Jihad, the Make America Great Again Coalition Chief Strategist, former Deputy Assistant to the President, Sebastian Gorka, Fox News legal analyst Greg Jarrett. What I always love about you is you come with with research on everything. You start where you want. Uranium One, the dossier.
The confidential informant cannot be gagged. The U.S. Supreme Court in a...
But he's been gagged. He has a non-disclosure.
But it does not prevent him from speaking to Congress. The U.S. Supreme Court said so. McGrane versus Doherty is the case. You cannot gag a witness when Congress wants to talk
to
that
witness. I love Greg Jarrett for all of you at home. He always knows his stuff. All right, keep going.
All right, the Clinton dossier. What strikes me is that Christopher Steele... went to Moscow and talked to the Kremlin and gathered false evidence.
He paid for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The victim here is the President of the United States now, and Hillary Clinton's campaign and the DNC was apparently paying for this.
For propaganda,
right.
For lies, for disinformation from the Russians during the campaign. Oh, Robert Mueller. Are you awake tonight?
If there's collusion, it's Hillary-Russia collusion, not Trump-Russia collusion.
You know, I've been predicting this, Dr. Gorka, this massive boomerang for a long time. I've known that a lot of this evidence was out there and that it was all coming. And I've been telling my audience, it's coming. Now where the floodgates are opening, if you will.
Like the last scene from that great Tom Clancy movie, The Hunt for Red October, where the bad submarine commander launches the torpedo and it comes back and it sinks his own vessel. That's what the Russian collusion story has done for the DNC and for Hillary. Let's stop using the word collusion, because the evidence we now have is about subversion. It's about sabotaging the political process, and it's about propaganda. In the Cold War, the Soviet Union used what was called active measures to undermine our democracy. This is the Democrat Party, this is the Hillary campaign, using active measures to undermine Donald Trump and to undermine the democratic process in America. It is a shocking story.
And what really stinks here is Mueller, Rosenstein, Andrew Weissman, and James Comey appear to have covered it all up, the Uranium One deal racketeering scheme of the Russians and money paid to Hillary Clinton and a sleeper agent getting close to Clinton. They never notified Congress. They have a legal duty to notify Congress. Congress would have stopped the sale of the asset.
Why would you ever, especially in light of everything the media and Democrats have been saying about hostile actor Vladimir Putin, who in their right mind would give Vladimir Putin 20% of America's uranium and then all the money that flowed back? It stunk to high heaven from day one. Now we just have the evidence.
There are two things you never sell to the Russians, plutonium and uranium,
yeah,
with which you make nuclear weapons.
Right.
They have 1,200 strategic nuclear weapons aimed at us right this minute. And we're supplying them the nuclear material?
They signed off on it.
I
and
am.
Then all this money flows back to them.
Sure.
Dr. Gorka.
That's the big part of the story. So the cover-up afterwards, the destruction of evidence, the gag order, that's bad in and of itself. But the fact is, these people who are supposed to be investigating this administration that has done nothing wrong, they were complicit Hillary Clinton approved this deal. They are making a big deal about $100,000 worth of Facebook ads by Russia, half of which occurred after the election. This isn't $100,000 worth of ads. This is stuff to make nuclear weapons being given to Vladimir Putin. Can we just ingest the enormity of what we're talking about now? This is a massive scandal.
I have said, and I stand by this tonight, they sold out America's national security.
Yes.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't worry. I trust your taste in the business. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with you, America. Always good to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day as we continue to reach out to over 280 markets across this country, around the world via shortwave, also on Red State Talk Radio and the Cable Radio Digital Network. Always good to have you along with us. And we're going to be talking with a walking medical miracle next. You may have heard about Doug Lindsay. Doug is sharing how hope, resilience, and scientific exploration helped him diagnose his own rare condition and develop, believe it or not, the surgery to fix himself. And all this without a doctor. Doug, I got to tell you, one of my dear friends I grew up with is a doctor, and he always accuses me of practicing medicine without a license. You took it to a whole nother step. I'm actually jealous, you know.
Well, I certainly understand. It was very interesting to find out that a lot of the biggest insights I had came from tackling my problem like a scientist and sort of escaping the mindset that doctors bring to situations.
Well, you know, like I tell my friend, I go, look at, why do they call it medical practice? I mean, that gives us a sense of insecurity. So I don't necessarily think that he stands on solid ground, though I'm sure people have been arrested for practicing, you know, medicine without a license. But for you, you know, this was incredible. Let's get your story. I mean, because this was quite a journey.
Yeah, so to give you the sort of 90-second version, and then we can delve into the depth that that there's time for, I got sick at 21. I just finished my junior year in college. I came down with what we thought was mono, but after months of sort of rest to recuperate, I got worse instead of better. I ended up spending the next 11 years homebound and bedbound, where I could walk about 50 feet, stand for about the length of time of a commercial break, and if I overdid, my heart would race. It could be beating 140 beats a minute while I'm laying in bed. My heart could pound. You could put a loose leaf paper in my chest and watch the paper flutter because my heart was beating that hard. The room would spin sometimes for up to 2 hours, and then I had muscle cramps all over. Mm. So my life became a disaster, and the doctors struck out. I saw a lot of specialists and internists and such, and they couldn't tell me what was wrong or what would help. And that's when I decided to tackle my problem like a scientist. And once I was able to do that, eventually I was able to go back and pair and partner with a lot of these doctors to get some really exciting stuff done, which you don't want to have to do. You don't want to be an interesting medical case, but
exactly. Yeah,
you know, I certainly.
Yeah, here's your human. Yeah, here's your human guinea pig, and it looks like me, and I'm the guinea pig. What was your study in college?
I was going into biology, and, you know, so do a lot of people. So 3 years of undergraduate education usually are not enough to, you know, tackle medical mysteries and develop new uses for old drugs and such. But the way I describe it is like chess. I had learned how the pieces move, and if you know how the pieces move, you can practice and work hard and get better. But if you don't, then you don't have the basic fluency to dive in. So I had learned just enough in school that I could build on that and eventually read things that were very sophisticated and understand them. If I hadn't had that bit of that significant amount of schooling, it would just be like looking at the chessboard and not knowing how the pieces move.
Exactly. But 11 years, Doug, I mean, this had to be wearing on you and your family, I would think.
Yeah, my mother and aunt actually have similar conditions, and so they were sick for most of their lives without any information as to what was wrong again or what would help. So I was starting to go into science and keeping an eye on the idea that I might be able to help them when it became my fight, too.
Yeah, so little did you know, right.
Yeah.
Well, that's amazing. So here you go studying science, thinking you might find a cure to help them. Now, as you were struck with this, did you think, I've got it? Or did it take a while to figure out that there were similarities here between your mom and your aunt?
When I had to drop out of college and leave that last, you know, I made it one day of my senior year, and I had to come home. My life was, you know, becoming a disaster. I cried and I talked to my mom, and it was pretty clear to us that I had what she had. You know, if it wasn't mono and it wasn't going away, the chances are it was, you know, something that I guess runs in our family. So, you know, it wasn't sure. You know, there was plenty the doctors could do and look, but that was the first moment where you get that feeling that, you know, maybe this is only just the beginning.
Yeah, you're on a whole nother journey, and I mean to even get my brain around having to deal with something like this for 11 years is just incredible, Doug. I don't know how you were able to do this.
Yeah. So, and the key was, just so people out there, you know, for me, I focused on hope. I looked at, you know, I had a hard time asking why me when I would sort of read things. You know, I read a biography about Mao, and you read about millions of people that are starving because of a man-made famine, because of this despot, and you sit there and you say, each one of those people is important as I am. Why them? It's hard for me to say why, you know, why me when I can't answer why them. Mm-hmm. But the problem I faced was an autonomic nervous system problem. This is for folks out there listening who might benefit from this. So this is the thing that functions below your level of conscious control. That's why it's called autonomic. It's based on the word autonomous. It controls heart rate, blood pressure, metabolism, digestion. And this thing was malfunctioning in me. And sometimes, you know, sort of the more popular type that's getting diagnosed these days is called POTS, P-O-T-S. Just so that someone has, you know, in case they leave with a bunch of big words, at least they can leave with that acronym. And find these kind of problems and start looking into them themselves.
But so all those things that you don't normally have to think about, your body handles, and now all of a sudden you have to think about it.
And it becomes a situation where I described it like a car that was badly out of tune. Like I somewhat looked okay, all the pieces were there, but it just wasn't running right in a very profound and in a way that left me bedbound 22 hours a day. And we were able to figure out enough of what was wrong. I theorized that these problems existed from, you know, copious amounts of reading. And I brought it to the doctors. And at first, the doctors told me problems like you described don't exist. And I said, but they could.
Yes.
And that was
And here you are, not only what you're experiencing, but what your mom and aunt have been experiencing, right?
Yes, and my mom passed away. So in the end, I developed a surgery that just broke the dam and was instrumental in fixing me. And but my mom was too sick to get it. But both she and my aunt have benefited from new uses for old prescription drugs that I developed for the uses that I developed for us in our family. So that, and then you work with the doctors to get those implemented in a safe way. And we've had some pretty good success. So my aunt's healthier now than she was 20 years ago. And usually that's not the way people live, you know?
Without a doubt. Well, we're talking with Doug Lindsay, and we're going to talk more about how he put the team of doctors together and how he was able to, if we might say, and be so bold and arrogant to say, healed himself. Doug Lindsay on Bill Martinez Live. Stay with us, America.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Mm.
Thepowermall.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it.
Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with the America just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Doug Lindsay is our guest. We're talking about his incredible, miraculous story. Doug, 11 years, 22 hours a day. You're stuck in a hospital bed in your living room. It's incredible, you know, the ordeal that you went through. And along the way, even though your body was debilitated, your mind stayed active and you're working to find a solution. And the medical people that you work, some that said, hey, there's no way this is going to happen, you entreat them and you get some of them on your medical team to come up with a solution. Tell us about that.
Yeah. In all the 11 years I was homebound and the sort of 14-year journey that it took in the, you know, in all, I ended up working with 35 senior faculty at 28 different places.
Wow.
So it was, this is where the little bits of knowledge or expertise that I needed were hiding so that we could get things done. Because the doctor's appointment is what it is, and it's not going to change for me or for you today. But if I could go in prepared, I could have a chance to move the ball forward and figure out how to plan ahead of how to connect with these doctors in the few minutes that they had to give me. Sometimes that meant, you know, sending an email afterwards. Sometimes that meant, but a lot of times it meant thinking through how to tell the story of what's happening and what we're learning in the time I had.
I could imagine for some of these doctors.
Yeah.
I just have to imagine that some of these doctors, I mean, you are a one-arm research machine. And for some of the doctors who had ears to hear and wanted to engage it, this had to be pretty fascinating. But that isn't across the board because some of these doctors are so busy that their time with their patients are so limited. As you say, you've got to anticipate either with an email before or after and take advantage of what experience and what they could bring to the table at that moment in time and connect the dots. I mean, this is unbelievable, and to have that number of people on the team, but it took, I guess that's what it took. It took that number of many people in order to come to the solution, right?
And most of those folks I never got to meet in person. So of that 35, most of those are not all at one place or something. They're people like E.D. Pellegrino, who was chairman of the President's Council on Biomedical Ethics. At one point, I sent the Japanese ambassador's son to Tokyo with my medical records to meet with surgeons there because he was a physician and I needed someone who spoke medical Japanese. I mean, we worked with medical historians at Harvard and, you know, in the end, the article we found that explained how to do the surgery was from 1923, and that's published the year before The Great Gatsby came out. And it was from Argentina. So that's not, you don't just Google, you know, you don't find that on your first Google search. So it was a big effort.
Well, especially when you had doctors already saying, look, there's no solution here. I mean, they're so removed from 1923, as you say, that this was beyond their spectrum. And here it is. You find the future in the past, but you've got to be willing to go back in order to go forward, right?
And that's what Thomas Edison did. I connected with the head of the Edison Papers collection when I realized that Edison sent some of his research assistants to the library to research old botany articles about bamboo and other fibers, and that's how he developed the filament for the light bulb. So it was that idea of turning to the past to find information that's already been gathered in a meticulous way and seeing if you can do something new with it.
So the surgery that you, what this all came down to, it required a surgical technique, right?
Yeah. Basically, my adrenal glands were releasing too much adrenaline into my bloodstream, much too much, and my body was hypersensitive to it. And since adrenaline is actually only made in one place in the body, it has a sister hormone that's all over, but epinephrine, adrenaline, is only made in one place in the body, and that's in the center of the adrenal gland. So the surgery was to remove the center of the adrenal gland and leave some of the outside. Since I have two adrenal glands, there were two surgeries, but that was the job. Basically take the yolk out of a hard-boiled egg and leave the white, if you wanted to visualize what it, a little bit about what it would look like.
So now, I mean, as you are doing all this research and you get to the point of saying, okay, this is the answer. We're going to take the yolk out of the egg, as you say. What was that like for you? I mean, because even then you had to think there was some trepidation because you didn't know until you knew, right?
Yeah. So when you're in the plane flying somewhere, you know, and you get nervous, you say, the pilots have done this before. They know what they're doing. They're highly trained. But the night before I was leaving for the surgery, that's when you're looking for your keys. You know you can't walk more than 50 feet, so you know they're nearby. And you realize, I sure as heck hope I didn't forget anything. Because I convinced everybody this was a good idea. And if I forgot it, there's a chance nobody remembered it.
Wow. Now, where was the surgery conducted? Can you say?
The first surgery was at University of Alabama, Birmingham. And the second one was in St. Louis at Washington University. So different
Why
places.
Two places?
Well, the first surgery was a clinical success, meaning my life got better, but the gland fell apart during dissection. So we had to pull the whole thing. But we learned lessons from that one, and we applied them here at Wash U the second time. I'm in St. Louis. And I worked with a surgeon here. I saw him for 6 years, and for 5 years he had said, no, I won't do the surgery. But he watched me go from wheelchair to walking after the first one, and when we only had one shot left, he stepped up and was willing to do it. And, you know, I mean, we had real trust having met and worked together for years, even though I didn't get the surgery. And, again, that's a really important lesson for people when it comes to building teams versus burning bridges. I saw that guy for 5 years, and for 5 years he said no. And in the sixth year, he decided, how long am I going to sit on the sideline? You know, I saw this guy go from wheelchair to walking. I think I can help him. And so he did. And that kind of, you know, I mean, these are the kinds of stories that happened throughout my journey where I really focused on understanding the role of the position the doctors were in as much as I wanted them to care about my position. And so it was a real relationship of trust that I was able to build with these folks by learning to speak their language and by learning to care about what mattered to them. Because they don't get to go flying off half-cocked. You know, you can't waive your rights to being a human. Medicine is designed so that you don't take advantage of desperate people. So it was very important to figure out how to navigate this complicated area so that we could work together.
Yeah,
now I
and
get
let's not
and run workshops because I can walk again. And so I talk to people about trust. I talk to them about team building. I talked about the mindset that you can use to solve problems that there's, you know, how do you find a road when there is no road? So.
Yeah, and then, you know, you talk about the human experience. I mean, for these doctors who are driven by, you know, to do no harm, and they want to stay safe, not, you know, just to be safe, but, I mean, you know, it's just, it's a practical thing to do, especially in a litigious society in which we live in, and you're taking their experience and their knowledge, and you're saying, just one step forward, just one step over the line. I mean, that is, that's quite the call, and it takes a lot of courage to do that, doesn't it?
And that's why the angle I came up with the surgery was important, because the only surgery that existed before this would have given me a new disease. And like you said, if you take an oath to do no harm, it's hard to sign up for giving me a new disease in the hopes it's better than the one I have. When I was able to outline a path where we could potentially get the upside and avoid the downside, it created a situation where the doctors could say, I have reason to believe I'm acting to help this man and that I can do it in a way that won't harm him, that won't ensure, you know, that because before it was 100% chance that it was going to cause me some problems. So,
well, Doug, we've got to leave it there, but thank you so much for your story. Where can people go to be in touch with you and to find out more? We've got about 10 seconds here.
DougLindsay.net. DougLindsay.net. So DougLindsay.net is where you can find me online, and I give speeches, I run workshops, and I would love to talk to people about their organizations and if I can help.
Well, Doug, thank you for talking with us. Appreciate it. Doug Lindsay, I'm Bill Martinez Live.
This report is brought to you by Humana Medicare. The annual enrollment period is here, and it's the time of year when people with Medicare can select the Medicare Advantage Health Plan or Prescription Drug Plan best suited for them. Selecting the right health and prescription drug plans can be challenging, especially with plans changing every year. But Humana is committed to helping those with Medicare achieve their best health so they can continue to pursue what is most important to them. Jeff Fernandez, Vice President, Medicare Segment at Humana.
It's important to have all the information necessary to choose the right health plan. Besides costs, make sure to keep in mind doctor and hospital networks, the list of medications Medicare prescription drug plans cover, changes to current plans, and differences between original Medicare and Medicare Advantage. This will help you select the best plan for you or your loved ones.
For more information, please visit humana.com/Medicare.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal tea at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and Wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
The truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. This is Bill Martinez live.
Back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. Jenny Beth Martin, president, co-founder of Tea Party Patriots, is with us right now. Jenny, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks so much for having me back.
Well, always good to have you here. We're going to talk tax reform because it is so important. We're on the brink of doing something. I say we because this is about we the people. Doing something hasn't been done in 30 years, and that is some major tax reform.
It really is. What we're going to see, if the bill that is moving through the House and the Senate will be dropping a bill very shortly, when these bills merge together and pass into law, we'll have a simpler tax code with reduced rates that will grow the economy. You know, Bill, one thing I was thinking about is the last time major tax reform was passed was in 1986. It was before the Internet, before Amazon, before we're using email all the time, and certainly before the new gig economy where we've got so many short-term independent contractors out there doing work to become entrepreneurs.
Well, certainly this was the whole gig economy was the result of the previous administration and what they forced people to do because of, you know, the health care, the Affordable Care Act, supposedly. People found themselves, you know, no longer working one job. You know, they were having to work two and three jobs.
Right, absolutely. And so and many people have found that it's a great way to make extra money on the weekends or to be able to pay for their car. I've talked to a lot of Uber drivers who say my goal is just to be able to pay for my car, to do this long enough that it doesn't wind up being such a hassle for me every month. And
exactly.
We need a tax code that makes it easy for them, that they can begin to experience that entrepreneur spirit and also look at the future in a way that I think so many in our country have not done in the past decade or more. Many people think the American dream is dead, but I know if we're growing our economy, people are going to be able to believe their dreams can come true again.
Well, and that is the sentiment, and we've got momentum in our favor in that regard, Jenny Beth, and I hope that people are seeing this. I believe in Main Street America they're seeing this, is that there's hope, there's true hope across this country again. I mean, every banker I speak with just about is, you know, they're excited about small business activity. I mean, it is up exponentially. You know, even the small business or aspiring small business you know, people are and candidates are excited. They're dreaming again, which to me is exciting. I love people who are dreaming big dreams and that want to go and, you know, have a shot at it, you know?
Exactly. That's exactly right. And that's why we're pushing so hard. We've launched our Tax Reform Coalition. People can find that by going to taxreformcoalition.com. And we want to make sure that people have the information they need about this bill so they can go and write letters to the editor and make calls to Congress and be informed and spread the word about why we need this, why it's going to be good for the economy, and why a growing, booming economy is good for each and every American.
Well, what's counter-opposing what Republicans are trying to do in the vision that President Trump laid out there in terms of having a simpler, fairer tax plan is the resistance. Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, at all, you know, they don't have a lot to offer positively. I mean, the president laid out a vision. It's like, okay, what's your ideas? I mean, you know, tax reform, I would think, would be, you know, bipartisan just by virtue of its basic premise. But Democrats who previously have supported some of these ideas are so caught up in the resistance, you know, they're just hoping, you know, the American voters forget that they were once for it.
Well, I think that's partly true. And I think the other thing is that maybe there's some who don't want to see this succeed because they know if this succeeds, it does wind up being better off for the president and also for the Republicans in Congress. And they just don't want to have that win on the Republican side. But the fact is we need this for our country.
Exactly.
And that's what I keep looking at. And I keep looking at it and going, okay, is this something that I personally can get behind and support? And my questions are pretty straightforward on this. Does it make the tax code simpler? Does it reduce rates? Does it grow the economy? And are most taxpaying Americans better off with their taxes? And if I can answer yes to all of those, I know no matter what, I'm going to be better off because the economy is growing and most taxpayers are going to be able to do more within that economy. And that makes our whole country a better place.
Yeah, as you were enumerating those 4 points, I was saying yes, 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 and yes again to all those. I don't see it doing anything that's going to harm America. I mean, already just with the you know, the prospect that tax reform is coming down the pike. I mean, look at the reaction, you know, in the stock market, you know, of course, K Street's going nuts. So you would expect that because, you know, anything that changes the status quo in D.C., you know, makes them anxious.
It really does. And I think that they're so used to doing things the way they always have been done or the way they have been done for so many years that it's easy to forget that we can experience different things in our country that are much better off. I mentioned before that the last time tax reform passed was in 1986. I was just in high school at that time. So I remember President Reagan, and I think that President Reagan was a wonderful president. And I did not live as an adult, and certainly not as a working adult, under President Reagan. So I didn't live through the experience of tax reform. And we have people today who are voting, who are out there working, who weren't even alive when President Reagan was president. And
exactly.
They don't know that things can be so much different and so much better. And we've just got to work to pass this so that we can all experience that.
Yeah, and the same thing with President Reagan. When Reagan took over office, I mean, he had major trouble to deal with, and it took a bit. We had to get through the process. But once, as Art Laffer pointed out, once it caught momentum and made the turn, then it just snowballed from there, didn't it?
It really did. It did. And I know for certain that Art Laffer is in favor of what is happening with this tax reform as it's moving its way through Congress, and he wants us to have lower tax rates. He understands that those lower tax rates are what's going to get the economy flourishing again. And then it doesn't need, there's a difference between tax cuts and tax reform. Tax cuts are not permanent. Tax reform is permanent. And we've got to make sure we get these things put into law so that they are permanent changes.
Exactly. Well, Newt Gingrich pointed out that if this is going to happen, he says the GOP needs to come together like never before. He's not too worried about the House, the Senate, a little bit, tougher headwinds, for them. But he said, nonetheless, they need to be focused on the overall goal and to, keep them honest, keep the pressure on them. So, but that's the same thing, Jenny Beth, the Tea Party patriots and the coalition partners and we the people need to keep them honest, keep the pressure on there, and stay informed as to what's going on, because there's lots of myths, lots of innuendo and things that promote an adversarial side that does us no benefit.
Well, that's absolutely right. And we just keep working to make it as good as we can right now and then to make it better in the future. And that's how we're going to succeed in this.
Exactly. Well, we got to keep the pressure on. Again, Jenny Beth, how can they be in touch with you and join the team to keep this government moving? Because right now, 3%, you imagine, we're 3% today. You get tax reform, what's going to happen now with our GDP?
It'll be amazing. Go to taxreformcoalition.com. Again, that's taxreformcoalition.com.
You got to stay informed, ladies and gentlemen, to keep the pressure on the elected officials that we sent to Washington to do right by we the people. Jenny Beth Martin, president, co-founder of the Tea Party Patriots. Jenny Beth, as always, great to have you with us. We'll see you next week.
Thanks so much.
From the studio that brought you Miracles from Heaven and Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs comes The Star.
Whoa. I think a new star just appeared. That star means something.
For the first time ever, the fully animated story of the first Christmas told through a whole new set of eyes. Both the donkey and his animal friends follow The Star.
That light, that's The Star. This is where it's been leading me.
Joseph, I can't go any further.
I'm sorry. There's no room.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Meet the unlikely heroes behind the greatest story ever told.
I tried praying. God, I don't really know how this works or if you listen to prayers from donkeys, but I've seen Mary do this many times.
Experience the family event of the holiday season.
We've come to honor the new king.
What's his name?
His name is Jesus.
Do you guys like frankincense? I never know what to get.
The Star. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters November 17th. For tickets and showtimes, go to thestarmovie.com.
This report is brought to you by Applebee's. For the 10th year in a row, Applebee's restaurants will honor U.S. veterans and active duty military with a complimentary dine-in meal at any one of nearly 1,800 Applebee's restaurants nationwide on Veterans Day. Applebee's has donated more than 8.3 million free meals to veterans and active duty military since beginning the program in 2008, and Applebee's restaurants nationwide expect to serve nearly 1 million more free meals this Veterans Day. On Saturday, November 11th, any guest with proof of military service will receive a free meal from a special Veterans Day menu featuring 7 of Applebee's signature dishes, including the American Standard Burger, Fiesta Lime Chicken, and butchers meat and potatoes. This annual event is just one of the many ways that Applebee's franchisees nationwide honor our American heroes and give back to their communities. To learn more about how your local Applebee's supports veterans year-round, or to view the full Veterans Day menu, visit applebees.com/veterans.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with you, America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you along with us as we connect with over 280 affiliates across this great country of ours around the world via shortwave. Red State Talk Radio, we got you covered. Cable Radio Digital Network. James Herson joins us right now. New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Hey, doing fantastic. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I think you and I are doing a little bit better than Hollywood, man. They are in unraveling like a cheap $2 suit. Are there any more $2 suits around?
I don't think so, but I'll tell you, you're right about the unraveling. And the thing that is driving it now is that we're talking not about the casting couch. You know, the casting couch goes back to the golden age. And the casting couch, as bad as it was, wasn't anything like the claims that are now hitting the biggest names in Hollywood. We're talking about criminal behavior in some of these cases. We're talking about now the prosecution arms of the state of New York, the NYPD, LAPD, Scotland Yard. They're now probing some of these people, and there are going to be prosecutions, no question about it, particularly against Harvey Weinstein, but it's impacting many facets of Hollywood. It's business. It's brand. It's future projects. I mean, it, you know, because we're talking about people like Brett Ratner, who's involved in the upcoming Justice League movie. The executives don't know what to do. When you hear the list, I mean, look, we're talking about people have accused now, women have accused, and in some cases, men. You know, we have Ben Affleck, Dustin Hoffman, Kevin Spacey, Jeremy Piven, David O. Russell. These are all award-winning people. In other words, have been heralded with awards, particularly Oscars. And we know in the past, of course, Roman Polanski is an Oscar winner even after his despicable criminal behavior. And Woody Allen has won 4 Oscars. And so it's growing every day. It's up to probably close to 70 individuals that are now accused of various forms of bad behavior stemming from stemming from the thing that Ronan Farrow, as an investigative reporter, forced occur to break this open. And what it is that the business, this is where the executive really pays close attention. Projects are getting shelved, like Kevin Spacey's show on Netflix. There is profit, future projects that are getting shelved. That means that from a dollar value, it's incalculable what has happened here. And we see careers ending, and some of us, and I've been writing about this community for almost 2 decades, it was inevitable that eventually this was going to happen. And the hypocrisy now in Hollywood, it looms as big as the Hollywood sign.
Well, it's almost like the dam has really burst on this thing, James. You and I have been talking about this for weeks, ever since Harvey Weinstein's reveal came out, and it was just a matter of time. Now you got the pedophilia jumping out, with Spacey, who says, oh, yeah, by the way, I was drunk, and did I mention I'm gay? And then, and that really upset the gay community, because now he's running to his gayness, to play hide and seek. And then over the weekend, you had the announcement of Richard Dreyfuss's son, and that really surprised me, because I mean, did Richard Dreyfuss not know at all what was going on? I mean, that really, you know, that's the other thing too. Not only does it speak to the people that perpetrated this, but also the others that just chose to stay quiet.
Absolutely. Look, and the thing is, these are the same people who set themselves up to tell the rest of America what we should do, what we should think, who we should vote for. And, they view in a very condescending way, they view the rest of us who have American values, traditional values, as, quote, flyover country, middle America.
We're the deplorables, like as if we lack any kind of moral compass. And wouldn't you know, the ones that are lacking are the very ones who have been touting some sort of moral superiority.
Yeah, and these are the people that also preach to us about women's rights and, feminist causes. As you asked the question, so many of these big names had to know. And now we have people like Quentin Tarantino who've come out and said, yes, particularly people close to Harvey who work with Harvey, they had to know. And yet
they're joking about it on stage at award ceremonies. It's beyond having to know. I mean, this thing, you can't. There's no plausible deniability. Hillary Clinton can't even come up for a term to hide this one.
So how could it be that these people in Hollywood are so blind to their own hypocrisy? And the key is the fact that they're so narcissistic. They have so much self-idolatry. We see it when we watch the award shows, and you can see it with the films that they love to give attention to. Mm-hmm. What are they about? Hollywood, like La La Land, and The Artist, and Argo, and Trumbo, and and they're putting down the fundamental values. They are a community that essentially has embraced the notion that time-honored values should be gotten rid of, that we should live a libertine lifestyle. And if you have those, if you don't have those limitations in a community, then some in that community will live according to that philosophy. And, that philosophy, their patron saint for that philosophy in Hollywood is the late Hugh Hefner.
Yes, exactly.
Now, Hugh Hefner and, women's rights don't go together well. Mm-hmm. So if you you have this place,
but that didn't stop. But that didn't stop Hollywood from trying to make it work, though, James. You know, one thing. Let me interrupt you here. Just as the thought that came strongly to mind as you were laying this out is that thank God we're not totally to hell in a handbasket, that we cannot recognize this kind of debasement and what Hollywood has perpetrated on us. I mean, this is true exposure. Now it's going to be up to Hollywood as to what they do about it. And certainly, you know, we the people who support and have supported Hollywood over the years and have, you know, helped erect the brand that it has become. But it's the Hollywood idol is crumbling down, isn't it?
Oh, there's no question. They're running for the hills because they see how dangerous this exposure is. I mean, it's personified by someone like Ben Affleck, who's been accused himself, now saying that he wants to solve the problem. He wants to be in the front of the solution. And, you know, everybody's positioning themselves, and more of the women that have had experiences, you know, are coming out, the latest being Michelle Pfeiffer, who says that this problem is systemic. That's the word she used.
Exactly.
And of course it is. But it comes back to something conservatives have always said, you know? If you embrace a worldview that is devoid of traditional values, you know, values about patriotism and families and marriages and the country.
And God. And God, and, yes.
And belittling religion and belittling God. That, and me and Meryl Streep said that Harvey Weinstein was her
was
God.
Was her God. Exactly.
I don't think she'll be saying that anymore. But that, the result of that is what we're seeing, and we're seeing something that is so powerful. There has never, ever been a scandal that has affected so many people in the Hollywood community, tarnished the brand like this, and it's still going.
Exactly. That's what I was going to ask you. Where does this stop? Because it's every day there's another reveal coming out.
Well, because it is systemic and because there's so many people, I think it goes for a long time. We mentioned that Kevin Spacey brings up this unspeakable crime of pedophilia that Corey Feldman has been talking
about for the last several decades. Yes, exactly.
That's exactly right. And he's trying to fund a new movie. He's starting to name some names. And I think this is the next chapter of Hollywood's reveal and the new. And here's the good thing. This is good to reveal the truth. And it's especially good for Hollywood to do some navel-gazing about the values they've made fun of and about those that they've embraced.
Well, it's like anything. If nobody's calling you on it, your own arrogance would lead you to believe that it is acceptable, it's warranted, and it's needed. And this is what Hollywood has convinced themselves into thinking with, you know, their debased minds. I mean, sadly, this is what they've gotten to. And, James, hopefully they can, you know, for their own good, just as individuals, James, that they would would figure it out and realize that they've got to change.
Well, I think they see it. They know that their box office is going down. They're kind of following the NFL model.
Yes.
Right now, they you know, you don't.
It's so worthy of following. Yes, exactly.
And well, so James, I think they're getting the message.
Well, we've got to leave it right there. Once again, you and I come to a part in the road that is so sad because there's so much more to talk about this. And in this particular road, hopefully, you know, it's less traveled going forward, no doubt about it. James Hurst, the New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, James.
All right. Thank you.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at LegacyFoodStorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at LegacyFoodStorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Most people think life